Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got with me Angela Lang. She's the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities based out of Milwaukee. Angela, before the break, we took a couple callers. And if folks, if you want to join us, 855-752-4842. And we started to get into, you know, who benefits from these programs that Republicans are gutting, right? And at the end of the day, the reality is, whether we're talking about SNAP or the ACA, it is more people in red states, more white folks than any other single demographic. ACA enrollment, 45% of ACA enrollees are Republican or identify as Republican. It's 37% Dem, and basically the rest, they don't care about politics or independence. The 10 hardest hit states measured by the percentage increase in uninsured rates, thanks to the big, brutal bill, 7 of those 10 are Republican states: Louisiana, Florida, Arizona, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Oklahoma. 78% of Americans support the ACA tax credits. More than 50% of identified MAGA Republicans support the ACA tax credits. By the way, the only way that anybody who's undocumented gets any health care in this country legally is through EMTALA. That is a Reagan-era signed law. And that EMTALA, total EMTALA spending, which does not get tracked by who gets it. So total emergency healthcare spending in the entire Medicaid pie is 0.4%. Our last caller, Charles, also correct. SNAP recipients, 37%, largest demo of any single demographic. The white folks getting SNAP benefits. White folks going to be going hungry. I wonder if Donald Trump knows about that.
Probably not.
Because all of a sudden he'd be like, well, those people that like us, they get the SNAP benefits, but not those Democrat people. I mean, this is so, so frustrating. And again, Marjorie Taylor Greene saying today on X, I demand to know from Speaker Johnson what the Republican plan for healthcare is. So would the rest of America.
So do I.
Angela wants to, I want to know. Don't we want to know? Listeners, don't you want to know? But here, this is, again, this is Donald Trump in his debate talking about this very thing. And then a little bit of Mike Johnson yesterday talking about this various thing. They're real clear about exactly how they're going to replace the ACA, make healthcare less expensive and higher quality. Just take a listen to their detailed plans.
Yes or no, you still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan.
When I say that the Republicans have been working on a fix for healthcare, we've been doing this for years.
Where is it, Mike? Legit, at that press conference, he brought out this, like, stack of papers.
Yeah.
I was like, that's interesting. Do you mind publishing those? And Marjorie Taylor Greene in her ex post today, Angela, went even further. She said, Johnson's telling people he's got ideas and pages of policies. And committees of jurisdictions are working on it. But he refused to give one policy proposal to the GOP conference. On their own conference call, she says, apparently we've got to get in a skiff. I think she was kidding about that, to get the plan. Sure. There is no plan, Angela. There's no plan.
There's not a plan. I mean, there's never a plan. And I've said this, and I had very strong feelings because I watched the debate. I was in New York. I was the whole thing. It's one of those moments you remember where you're
yes.
at. And I remember tweeting, like, every woman in leadership recognizes how to have to justify her own and credential herself and justify her own resume across the way from an unqualified white man. Right. And I keep thinking about that in terms of Speaker Mike Johnson as well. Right. Like, I just don't, I think of affirmative action is what keeps coming up for me in the last like few days, because one of my first things in college was like organizing around pro affirmative action. I remember there was a big speaker in California that was against it, a Black man. and understanding that, like, affirmative action, one, is compassionate, which I think we all could use a little more of, but two, it also directly benefits more white women than others. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also the same case for SNAP and other benefits as well. And so I think there's a disconnect. You know, I think of the flooding and FEMA, and, you know, when people need these services, it's very clear, like, these services will only be provided for white folks. If you're not white, you may be in the same circumstance. We're going to find a way to not allow you to have this service, unfortunately. And that's what it feels like right now.
I got one of my lovely conservative callers on the line, Mike from Muscadet. Hi, Mike. Say hello to Angela. What you got for us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
So,
how are you?
What's your comment or question?
Well, my comment is, and I appreciate dialogue, and I enjoy your show. I call from time to time, and not that often, but the left has got the Trumpster. He's always a boogeyman. Who's the next boogeyman? First of all, he was Hitler. You know, well, he wasn't Hitler because he was elected 4 years prior to that, or he was president at one time. Now he's the king. Well, he's not the king. So who's your next boogeyman?
I'll just say this. How long has Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden been the boogeyman of the right? Forever?
They're still talking about Biden and
when
Obama.
Are we going to stop talking about Hunter Biden? Donald Trump's president now with clear dictatorial indications. So people are concerned. Thank you so much to Angela Lang for being here with me and each and every one of you. Mike, I'm always here to continue that discussion, my friend, but don't go anywhere. We're going to talk with attorney Robert Held out of Chicago. He was detained by ICE for over 8 hours. We'll hear his firsthand account next.